This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Once Upon an Election. Episode 3.
Mr. Harry Hardpex, let me welcome you once again to the party for bringing out with the tyranny and trickery of obscure modernism.
Yes, I've always been a fan of the BOTTOM party. Before I sign anything, though, I'd like to look at a few of the policies.
Policies?
Yes, the agenda will push once I'm Premier of New South Wales. We have to get onto these things early, you know. The press are pressing.
Speaking of which, you have an interview on Hope 103.2 this afternoon. Here's what you'll need to say.
You've prepared my answers.
Yes, Mr. Hardpex.
What if I want to ad-lib?
Oh, don't be silly.
What if I don't agree?
You do agree.
How do you know?
Because I wrote the answers.
We might disagree.
We don't.
Yes, but how do you know? You haven't even asked me what I stand for yet.
And what exactly do you stand for, Mr. Hardpex?
Getting the job done.
That's it?
Yes, well, it was rather all-encompassing. I figured there was no great need to expand.
Oh, very clever, Mr. Hardpex. So we're all agreed on this afternoon's interview, then?
Not yet. I see here you want me to promise tax reforms.
Yes.
What kind of tax reforms?
Well, much like your all-encompassing political stance, these reforms cover a multitude of possibilities.
What if I'm asked to expand?
If you're asked to expand, you merely acknowledge the need to seriously grapple with tax reform in order to continue the prosperity of New South Wales. All current taxes will be examined and cross-referenced in order to ensure the type of reform needed that will lead to the benefit of families living in our fine state.
But you didn't expand at all.
Exactly.
You didn't even promise anything.
Therefore, Mr. Hardpex, no promise will be broken once you're Premier.
Well, surely there's something solid I can offer.
Ah, there is. In order to research the abundance of ways in which reform can take place and monitor the execution of studies, reports, summits, etc., an overseeing body will be established, whose role it will be to maintain credibility among the state governance.
And how does the state finance this new governing body?
We increase tax.
I can't say that.
Of course you can't say that, Mr. Hardpex. Your role is to imply, but never promise, lower taxes, whilst at the same time enable financial stability and growth for the New South Wales government.
By increasing tax.
Exactly.
It seems awfully deceptive.
Well, should you be elected Premier of New South Wales and you don't wish to raise taxes, there is the prospect of scrapping your expense allowance.
Expense allowance.
Yes, the current rate is $67,248 tax-free dollars on top of your salary. If you don't feel you need this, perhaps I can alter your answers to the interview.
Not so fast, Mr. Beef Eater. I've given it some thought.
Yes.
And perhaps a small increase to state tax isn't entirely inappropriate.
You're happy to recite the answers exactly as they're written.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.